strength to get through. Give me the strength to get through.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Alone, right with you. That's all right, mama, just a handy way to do it. That's all right. It's all right. Well, now my mama, she done told me, papa done told me too, son, that guy you were fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right, it's all right, that's all right, now my mama, anyway, do. You won't be bothered with me hanging round your door, but that's all right. It's all right. That's all right, mama, anyway you do. Ha da 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 dee, a dee, a dee dee, a dee, a dee, a dee dee, dee 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 dee. I need your loving. It's all right.
Nobody. This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. Much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. For Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run.
Thank you. just see her smile? Did she change your whole world when you saw her smile? Did you see her smile? All the while, all the while you've been waiting to see her smile. Did you see her smile? You think you know her. You think you've got her figured out. But you can't own her. You'll have to ride that wave of doubt. What it's all about. Did you see her laugh? It's a laugh that can break your heart in half. When you see her laugh. And then you want her. You hope she really wants you too. It's such a new love. A love that's not so tried and true. It's all so new. You want her to need you. You want her to be with you. Red flags are flying. You just keep trying to. Did you see her smile? Smile. Did she change your whole world when you saw her smile? Did you see her smile?
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. It's all right. Now my mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you were fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right, it's all right. That's all right, now my mama, anyway do. You won't be bothered with me hanging round your door, but that's all right. It's all right. That's all right, Mama. Anyway, do. Ha da 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 dee, a dee, a dee dee, a dee, a dee, a dee dee, dee 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 dee. I need your loving. It's all right.
My face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, Still a wine and take that pearl. feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Bye. down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Thank you. understand.